This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Jay Curtis. The Doctor of Pharmacy program at the University of Louisiana Monroe recently received accreditation through June of 2022. However, that accreditation has been reassigned to accredited with probation. This is the ULM Forum, a conversation about how the University of Louisiana Monroe and the local community interact and benefit each other. I'm Jay Curtis. Joining me to talk about this accreditation is Dean Glenn Anderson, Dean of the College of Health and Pharmaceutical Sciences, and Dr. Eric Panny, Vice President for Academic Affairs at ULM. Gentlemen, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Hi, Jay.
First, let's talk a little bit about what is the concept of accredited with probation? What does that mean, Dr. Anderson?
What that means is that we do have accreditation at the college. One of the things that you need to consider is that students can only sit for their boards if they have graduated from an accredited program within the United States. What the American Council on Pharmaceutical Accreditation, or ACPE, was trying to say is that overall, our program is very much within the parameters that they've established with the standards, but there are some areas of concern. That's what the probation's actually targeting, is that there are four areas of concern that they would like us to address.
Well, let's talk about those areas and what's happening to address them.
Sure. The first area of concern is actually one of the ones that I think you're going to be interested in talking about, which is the organization of the college. The primary specific concern from ACPE with organizational structure is that we have a very large, very diverse program. We are about twice the size of the next largest program in the country. We have 23 programs, Dr. Panny.
Right.
The next closest is about 11. It's a large, diverse program, but it's a real benefit for our students. That's what our position has always been. For ACPE, the issue is does the dean have the time to actually manage a very reactive, active pharmacy program, which is really what their only concern is. Right now, I would say personally that we do, but obviously there's a disagreement from our accrediting body. And as a result, the university's made the decision to split the college, which I think is the right thing to do at this point in time, into the College of Pharmacy as well as the College of Health Sciences. We're currently recruiting a dean for that College of Health Sciences.
So Dr. Panny, what does that mean for the university? Because I know the change in college structure a couple of years ago that was able to combine colleges and create some cost savings. And I know to work with that, you hired some more associate deans for the College of Health and Pharmaceutical Sciences. What does that mean in creating that new structure again in terms of costs for the university?
Well, just to back up a minute, there were two reasons for doing the combination. One was financial. We were in the doldrums of those budget cuts. You know, we were in a very dire situation. We had to reduce administrative costs to preserve the academic core of the institution. So we did that. We were able to cut about $1 million in administrative costs by going from 5 to 3 colleges. That money we took and reinvested into EULM, the online programs at ULM. Now that the budget situation is better, we can reestablish those colleges again and split out health sciences and pharmacy so that they, again, are independent colleges.
So, Dr. Anderson, what is having College of Pharmacy under its own banner again able to provide both for the students and for the program at large, not just the accreditation?
One of the things you need to consider is that by being a College of Pharmacy itself, we're able to market the College of Pharmacy, particularly to the alumni within the School of Pharmacy itself, which I think is really important for those individuals. So that's one thing that I think is important. I think that the other thing that's important is that with the deanship having additional time and energy to be able to dedicate to the College of Pharmacy, we'll have a much more robust outreach program to the state and also have a much larger impact, my opinion at least, is on a nation in terms of marketing the program through research, scholarship, and education.
So you mentioned there were four areas that got the program accredited with probation. So tell us about the other three.
Sure. The second one is faculty retention. And that's related, as Dr. Panny talked about, finance. It's been a number of years that Louisiana has been, I think the term was dire straits in terms of financial resources available to us. That's affected the college and the university as well as the rest of the state. One of the things that we have had challenges with is with providing raises to faculty, and that's across the university, not just within the College of Pharmacy. Unfortunately, again, ACP is only interested in pharmacy. If you look nationally, our faculty salaries have dropped to about the 20th percentile, or had dropped to the 20th percentile. since that June meeting with ACP board, when we were told that we were put on probation, we have had the state allow us to provide raises to our faculty. That's helped immensely. So, you know, with low salaries, generally people who are looking for jobs want money, they want resources, and they want stability. We're much more competitive now for faculty lines than what we may have been 2-3 years ago since those raises have been available. We've increased the starting salary for a number of our positions is what the bottom line is. One of the other issues with retention is the leadership position that's been open for about 5 years, and that was the Department Head of Clinical Sciences. We've had a national search that's been going on for a year. We just finalized that search by hiring one of our own faculty, actually, Dr. Jeff Evans from Shreveport. And he will take on or has taken on that role effective late January of 2018. And I have nothing but full confidence in his ability to make a huge impact on that department and move us forward.
So where do we go from here? That accreditation with probation was until 2022. Do you wait until then to apply for reaccreditation, or is that something that can happen sooner?
The ACP board meets twice a year. That's in June and January. We just met with ACP board in January. They usually ask us to come when we're on probation, every 6 months. So you hit both meetings, and they consider your probation at that point in time. So January was the first opportunity for us to go off of probation. They were very complimentary of the efforts that our faculty and that our administration had taken to try to move forward the program and meet the recommendations of the board. But they want to have a site visit before they move us forward, and that site visit happens next month. After that site visit happens, which we're going to be as transparent with them as possible, show them everything we've done. They've seen it before, but they'll actually have boots on the ground and see that it's actually happening versus just us telling them it's happened or it's in a report. Once that happens, I have full confidence that we will either be off of probation in June, which is what I'm optimistic, or at the very latest, January.
And Dr. Panney, this certainly opens up continuing to establish ULM as a leader in both health sciences and in the only state-sponsored school of pharmacy.
Absolutely. You know, our vision statement under the strategic plan is for ULM to be recognized as in the top 200 universities in the nation for excellence in teaching, research, and innovation with an emphasis on the health sciences. So this absolutely is consistent with our push forward to improve and grow ULM and make it a better institution. Not that it's not good now, but we certainly, I think the tagline is excellence has no finish line. So we're going to keep striving forward.
So as we move forward, thank you, gentlemen, both very much. Dr. Eric Panney is the Vice President for Academic Affairs, and Dr. Glenn Anderson is the Dean of the College of Health and Pharmaceutical Sciences for ULM. Thanks so much for being here.
Thanks, Jay.